Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 17th. The grains closed mixed, with July corn down 4 cents, closing at 395 and a quarter. July beans down 4 3/4 cents, closing at 995. And July wheat up 3 1/4 cents, closing at 497 and a half. Start with the good news. The wheat was up 3 cents in Chicago, 5 in Kansas City. It looked like the funds were kind of selling corn and buying wheat in here today. I didn't see anything really significant for the wheat to rally out here. The exports were lousy, as we mentioned this morning. I don't know what's going to turn this wheat market around, but we've got to see some real proof that the crops are in bad shape down in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, or we've got to see a pickup in demand. But we did see some of the fund short covering in here today in the wheat and selling the corn. Corn market opened up on the firm side and started down. Again, it followed the beans. The beans broke hard off their highs, 15 cents off their highs. The corn broke 7 off its highs. Meal lower, oil higher. Everybody's concerned about this lack of news about the trade issues. Without it, certainly NAFTA is number one on the topic. They're supposed to hit any legislation to the speaker's desk today. That certainly doesn't look like it's going to happen, which means it could be 6 months off before we see any action there. Then we've got the trade issues with China. One day there's something positive, one day there's something negative, but there's certainly nothing concrete out here. Is everybody just jacking for position? Who knows? I'm still hopeful that maybe in some kind of negotiations, either with the North Koreans or the Chinese, that there's some wheat involved. But there's certainly absolutely no indication that that would be the case out here. So it comes down to NAFTA, the Chinese trade wars, North Korea, versus any possible weather that we see out there. Now, it's getting a little bit drier, a little bit hotter. The next 10 days looks relatively dry in the Midwest. But we needed to dry out to finish up planting and to get some warmth on the crop. So I don't see it as anything positive out here. Now, if we go through the end of the month without any rain and the 30-day forecast is hot and dry, then maybe we get a bounce out here. But it's weather versus everything else for the time being, unless we see some kind of surprise demand out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.